Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 180 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about 10-ish things apiece. So it's a lot of things that have brought us some comfort or some relief or some joy or some unexpected laughter during this time of quarantine. The lists are all over the place, as you can imagine. And we went ahead and just said, scripture is a given. Computer, internet, a given. Cell phone, a given. And so those were our freebies. And so 10 things besides those things that have been meaningful to us. So we hope it's just a lighthearted way for you to spend some time. And we hope you're doing well on what is, as of today, day 30 of staying home. How about it? We have done hard things. And we will continue to. And we will get through it together. Alrighty. Here we go with episode 180. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Big Mama. It's Melanie.
Oh, you went out of order.
What did I say?
You said, hey, it's Big Mama. It's Melanie.
Oh,
renegade.
I did it. What? Listen, because the quarantine has me feeling rebellious, different. I'm trying to shake things up a bit where I can.
I'm just usually the one who messes it up.
I know.
Well, I usually get it backwards after 13 years.
Well, we haven't been doing it that long. I don't know where my brain is. I laughed because I just went. So I just went on my weekly trek to the grocery store to find food for my family. And, because I had underestimated how much milk we would need, because apparently Caroline is up to 8 bowls of Frosted Flakes a day. Right. And so
it keeps increasing every week. It's more and more.
Mm-hmm. And then we've been making Floofy coffee, which you pour over milk. So she needs milk for that. So I had underestimated our milk needs. So I had to go get milk. And then of course I got a couple other things, but the cashier, which God bless her, was so cheerful at Central Market. And she was like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, unloading. I was like, great. How are you? Y'all are doing such a good job, whatever. And she's like, so what are you doing after this? And I was like, well, I'm going home. I'm going to unload all these groceries and then it's going to be Groundhog Day again. Cause this is my
exactly
weekly
right.
outing. And so I don't know, maybe go on a walk. I will say the saving grace is the weather is so gorgeous here today and it's supposed to be all week. And I'm like, praise you, Jesus, for good weather. I mean, it's cool. It's sunny. It's perfect.
I'm going to tell you that I had a conversation with a friend the other day about at least it's not winter right now. But even yesterday on Easter Sunday, we had tornadoes coming, you know, we didn't have a tornado here, but yeah, we had all this bad weather coming and I was like, oh, I will get out and I will walk before the rain starts. I have the Dark Sky app on my phone, which tells you like it's, you know, there'll be light rain in the next 30 minutes. And so I live and die by that thing. I mean, I'm going to get out and I'm going to enjoy even the overcast weather as much as I can.
I agree. It's like you have to. I mean, you have to. We've met neighbors that we never even knew existed over the last month. I mean, just because everybody's out all the time. Mabel is living her best life because there are constantly people, because we live in a corner house. And so the fact that she can bark at people all day long as they walk by, it's like the greatest thing that's ever happened to her.
Bless her. Bless her,
I know.
Mabel.
I know.
Okay, so we thought this week, and listen, we just had a whole therapy session before we started to record. So we understand that this is not necessarily easy on everybody. For some people, it's not easy because you have people who have been sick or affected by this. You're a healthcare worker, and so you're exhausted. Or you've just been in your house for a long time with the same people, or maybe you've been in your house for a long time without any people. There are a whole lot of reasons why it can be hard. But we want to talk about today some of the things that have helped us get on through. We want to talk about some of the things that we have treasured, that have been a joy and a balm and a comfort to us during this time as we've all stayed home.
Yes.
And so we're going to break it on down with the things that we have loved, things that have made it just a little easier.
A little bit easier. But mm-hmm. what did we say? That we said that there are some things that are implied here.
Yes.
That we don't have to. Internet is implied. Electricity is implied.
Right. The Bible is implied. So the Word of God is implied. So just your the standard things that you know.
Yes.
You would expect to have during a time like this. So we're our computers. We're grateful for those, but we're not getting into that. So anyway, so we're just going to talk about some of those things today and hope to. Listen, I need to turn my own frown upside down, and so I'm hopeful that this will do it.
That's right. That's right. Whatever it takes right now.
Whatever it takes. Okay, so you want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay, so my first one is it's a double duo. It is, as y'all know, we redid our bathroom back in the late summer, early fall. It took a real long time. Y'all were faithful to walk with me through that difficult journey, but I will say... That shower has been a gift. It has been a blessing. Normally, I'm a person who showers in the morning before I go to work. But now, I shower at night before I go to bed. And I will tell you that the whole thing has been a delight. It's a joy. It's a great way to relax. And right when all this started, I ordered myself a total treat. Some Jo Malone and lime basil and mandarin shower gel. And I just use a little bit every night, right at the end of my shower, just on my shoulders and the top part of my chest and my arms. And so I smell it the whole rest of the time before I go to bed every night. And I love it a lot. And it relaxes me and I like it. So that's my first thing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, I love that. Okay, so I'm going to go in that same vein. And one of the things, and I was doing this before this, but now I'm home so much more. I will say that my essential oils and my oil diffuser are saving me right now. Like that, like I usually do some sort of combination of peppermint, eucalyptus, and lavender. And then sometimes I'll do lemon. I'll add lemon to that too. So it like smells fresh and citrusy. But because we're home so much, I feel like if I will just, like, I have to straighten up the house. Like, it starts to drive me crazy if the house gets too cluttered. So, it's like, if I'll just sweep our floors, like, in the main, like, kitchen, dining room, you know, whatever. If I'll just sweep and then vacuum and then get some oils going, I feel like it makes me feel like the house is clean and, like, it's orderly. And it relaxes me. Caroline has always diffused oils in her bedroom, but Perry and I have started doing eucalyptus and peppermint, which it's helped us breathe at night because there's a lot of seasonal allergies. And so I've really been enjoying my oils right now.
Have we ever talked about Hazel's relationship with the broom and the vacuum?
No, but I bet it's not good.
It's not good. I'm going to tell you that she can hear me. Like the broom is in our laundry room and she can hear me pull the broom out. It's like, it doesn't, I try to do it so quietly, but she hears it and she comes running. And when that broom touches the floor, she loses her mind. She wants to attack it. She does the same thing with the vacuum. Like she's inconsolable about both of them. So if I ever want to use the broom or the vacuum, I have to get Alex to take her outside. That's where we are. That's
okay.
Where we are.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, she's worried that it's going to take y'all away. It's some sort of alien. She's just protecting you.
She really is. She's just doing her job. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, again, kind of the similar vein, is my Hummingbird Farms everything. So
yes.
Here's what that means. That soap, the Hummingbird Farms, the lavender hand soap,
yes,
it's so good because it does not dry out your hands. It has aloe in it, so it helps your hands stay moisturized, which I don't know if y'all are aware, but we've done a lot of hand washing over the last month or so. And so I have loved it. I actually reordered it about 2 weeks ago. It's so great. And then just my lotions and my body oil and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, because I feel like you don't always have time to just like fully condition your skin every single day.
Yes.
But you know what we've got now? Time. So there's more than enough time for taking extra care with lotion or with your body oil or with your pillow mist or whatever it is. I have loved all my Hummingbird Farm stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think that their hand soap has I've always loved all their stuff, you know, but like their hand soap has saved me because you can get your hands clean and you're not drying out your hands. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lifesaver. So that, and then of course I've always loved their lotion. So that wasn't on my list, but I would put that on my list too.
Yeah, it's good. And now there's a Hummingbird Farms, there's an essential lavender oil. So you can use their lavender oil in your diffuser.
Yes, I actually have some of their essential. Yeah. And it is good. So, 'cause you know, lavender is relaxing.
It is relaxing.
And also healing. And also healing.
Yes, it is. Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, so I will go. So a lotion, I'm going to stay in that theme. Something that I have been using during this time, about once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending on how much time I have, because, you know, I can get busy. but I love... It is a tanning lotion, and it's called Tan Lux is the brand, but it's their butter lotion.
Okay.
Now, here's why I love it. So it comes in a tall bottle and it's a pump. It's super moisturizing. So you can put it on like normal lotion after you shower. You just put it on all over. You do have to make sure you wash your palms because like anything, it'll tan your palms, but it just gives you like a really good like natural color that lasts for several days. And it's so moisturizing that it doesn't feel like I'm putting something on. I'll use them if I have to, but I don't like other tanning things that you have to put them on and then it stains your skin. And then you have to wait 3 hours to shower because you just feel disgusting. So this is just like a lotion you put on. The next morning you wake up, you're tan. Everything looks better tan. I'm sorry. It just does. And so, and it makes me feel like healthier. It makes me feel like I look better.
Look good, feel good.
Yep. Well, cause like Caroline yesterday, so she went and like laid out in the backyard for a little bit to get some sun cause she wanted a tan. And I just thought, you know, that day is really done for me. Like I'm not going to go just sit out in the sun. Now, if I were like at a resort or at a beach or something like that, that's different, but I'm not going to go out in the backyard anymore and do that because the neighbors don't want to see that. That's not really good for anybody. Although I will say that I did start looking up inflatable pools on Amazon yesterday because I'm not ruling that out if this thing goes on into the summer that we're going to get some sort of big inflatable pool that we're putting in the backyard.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, because you're going to have to do something. I mean, if it gets to a point where it's too hot to enjoy just sitting outside and this keeps going. And I mean, they have some pretty good size ones. Like I looked and there was one, like a girl that I know from church, she had posted her daughter like floating in like this inflatable pool yesterday. And her daughter's like in 6th or 7th grade. So I'm like, she's not small. I mean, she's kind of the size of a, you know, a woman. Right. And so she was, and there was still room. And so I was like, hey, happy Easter. And also, where did you get that pool? Because
he is risen. Tell me more about your pool.
Tell me more about your pool. So I texted it to Gully and I said, hey, good news. We're thinking about putting in a pool. So to say, I've digressed, but the Tan Lux, the better. Here's the thing that's tricky about it. The only place I've ever been able to find it, and I originally found it through, I think it was Things I Bought and Liked on Instagram, is the first person that ever mentioned it. You have to get it through the Home Shopping Network.
Okay.
They don't sell it at like Sephora or Ulta. Now they sell Tan Lux Gradual, which is also good, but it's much thinner. But like to get the butter, the only place I've ever seen it is Home Shopping Network. And normally it's priced at $90, which is outrageous. But they do every now and then on Home Shopping Network, they'll do a special like every 6 weeks where it goes on sale for $36.
Do you have to use Tootie?
Just made my day. You don't, just in case anybody was wondering.
That is the child, or this is somebody who stayed up way too late on too many nights in the late 80s and early 90s and became way too familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. So
with shopping networks.
With the home shopping network. So anyway, just know. So the next time it goes on sale, I'll alert everybody on like Insta stories or whatever. But just know that the butter, as I sit and tell you how great it is, it's something that you're probably going to have to wait on. But I do highly recommend it. And okay. I love it.
Hey, y'all. A quick break in this episode to talk to you about yoga sleep. As you know, Melanie and I value a good night's sleep. And a good night's sleep is no small feat, whether that's because you have disruptions due to parenthood or you live on a really busy street, or maybe you lay your head down and you just can't seem to turn your thoughts off, you can't seem to relax. Well, I am so happy to tell y'all about yoga sleep, because as we all know, restorative sleep is crucial to our overall health, but can be so elusive. And Yoga Sleep makes products that can help us. They've been making products for over 50 years, and they invented the Dom, which is the very first white noise machine. They know how to make trusted products that work. And white noise is a natural approach to better sleep and relaxation. Yoga Sleep makes sound machines that capitalize on this white noise for home, for travel, for baby. I am such a big believer in white noise as a means to better sleep, and I really love Yoga Sleep's baby white noise machine that's so portable, and you charge it with a USB cord. It's so great for travel, and it makes the most comforting sound. Cannot recommend it enough. So if you would like to try a Yoga Sleep product, you can go to yogasleep.com/bigboo and save an exclusive 20% off a sound machine for natural sleep for the whole family. That's yogasleep.com/bigboo to get 20% off. yogasleep.com/bigboo. Alrighty, back to the episode. Okay, so my next thing is, this is kind of an assortment, but just in general, my walking paraphernalia, like all of it, it signals something good to me. I get, and also it's all I've washed for the last month. So I've become very close to it.
Yes.
But like my walking leggings, my t-shirts I like to wear when I walk, my socks mm-hmm. I like, my shoes, all my earbuds, what do you call them? AirPods.
AirPods. Yep.
I can't ever remember. All of that signals something really good and relaxing and fun to me. Because mm-hmm. that is, in fact, my only outlet now.
Yes.
Really, except the grocery store. So, so all of it. So I have certain things that I love that I love my Brooks Green Light capris. I love my Brooks shoes. I love mm-hmm. my t-shirts remind me of fun things, or of state baseball season or whatever. But I just love it. And even my Elta sunscreen, I ran out of the facial sunscreen on Saturday. I think I've got some coming tomorrow, but just, I don't know, just that whole process of putting the sunscreen on and getting my walking clothes on. I don't know. I love it. I told David a couple of days ago, I've told you this, that what I've discovered is that for me to have a really relaxing sort of like life-giving morning, it takes about 3 hours. Which is really not doable in real life.
not in the normal routine.
It's not necessarily an option. But so the fact that right now I can do that, I'm enjoying it. So
yeah. Okay. I was going to say, so I had put my Adidas Ultra Boost, because kind of same. Okay. Like I had ordered myself some Adidas Ultra Boost right after Christmas when they were on sale. And you can find them on sale right now at various. I think Zappos has some that are on sale. I think Nordstrom has had them on sale. But they are my favorite like running / walking / workout shoes that I've ever had. They're so comfortable. And so I have been loving those.
I feel that way about Brooks. And I will tell you that to me, the secret with that stuff, like with Brooks, is I always just go look at what was the last model, like what's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not that different. And I don't care if it's the Ghost 14 instead of the Ghost 15. I don't care. So if you do find yourself wanting to get outside and you want some good shoes, just look for the last model before the current one, and you can find a good deal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I got the Adidas, the Ultra Boost 19. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones you can find on sale. Some of the 20s are on sale, but I, you know, who needs the 20s? And frankly, are we going to really want to be reminded of 2020 when it's all said and done?
But I'd gotten some adrenaline, some Brooks Adrenaline 19s, I think at the end of the year last year when they went on sale. Mm-hmm. And same deal, like they're delightful and I love them. And so I think that's a good strategy. If you're looking for new shoes.
Perry got home from work today and he was going to leave and go work out. And he said, hey, he goes like, is there a store right now where I can just go? He said, I need a new pair of running shoes. Can I just like go up to Fleet Feet? And I was like, I wanted to be like, where have you been? Like, no, there isn't. No, there's not a store.
I said, there is the internet.
There's the internet. I said, our best bet is we're going to have to go on Zappos and you can just order a couple of pairs and see what works. And I said, but you can't just go. There is no store other than the grocery store that you can just walk in right now.
Do you know
get something?
I saw on the Brooks website that they are actually partnering with local stores and Fleet Feet was the store here they were partnering with.
Yeah.
So Fleet Feet may have some kind of curbside pickup, like, cause you can order through Brooks, but they mm-hmm. will funnel the order through your local store so that the store is the one that gets the sale.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Cause I said that, I said, if I were going to do anything, I would call Fleet Feet and see if they're offering any kind of curbside pickup.
Right.
I said, but I don't think you were going to be able to go in and try anything on. I said, you're just going to have to know what you want.
But I bet they'd still analyze your gait and all that stuff they do, you know, like you could do that in the parking lot. I think it's worth looking into.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, what else are you doing?
Okay. So this next thing is one of the reasons why I have to be so vigilant about walking.
Yes.
Because, you know, I like to be gluten free-ish, but all bets have been off during the pandemic, apparently.
Yes. Yes.
I don't listen. It just is what it is.
So everybody be toast. You know, that's what I say. Everybody be eating toast when the storm hits.
That's right. So right at the beginning of this thing, my friend Casey mentioned that she had this bread from Publix that was so good. And so then my friend Stephanie went and got the bread and she was like, oh, Sophie, you have to try this bread. Well, then Stephanie picked up a loaf for me at some point. I can't remember. And so now I have been buying the bread and it's the croissant bread at Publix. Now, let me just tell you something about this. If you like a croissant, what you have to imagine is that somebody just puts croissant dough in a loaf pan and bakes it. And then it's sliced and it's a smallish loaf and it's not inexpensive is what I will tell you. This week it was on sale for $6.59 a loaf. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of it's a specialty loaf and you couldn't make a sandwich out of it. It's too delicate. But what I have been doing, you know, I've been making these open faced breakfast sandwiches in the morning. And they're my favorite thing right now. And so I'll get a piece of that Publix croissant bread. I get a piece of the Publix croissant bread and I put it in the skillet and let it kind of sear on each side. Just put a little toast on it. And then I put it on the plate. And then I cook two pieces of bacon. And then I cook a fried egg over medium. So I put a little bit of cream cheese on the croissant bread and then I put bacon on it and then I put the fried egg on top. And I'm going to tell you, it's the best thing going. It's so good. It's so good. And it's really a little piece of bread in the grand scheme of life. Like it's not like a regular sized piece of bread.
Yeah.
So it's delicious. Delicious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that makes me think of, and I meant to get some of this when I the store. See, now I'm sad. But have we ever talked about Julian's pretzel bread? Have you ever had Julian's pretzel bread?
Okay. No, but somebody else mentioned that to me recently.
I'm going to tell you that it is delicious. Gully introduced it to me and you get it in the frozen section, like the frozen bread section of your grocery store. And they have a sea salt version, but it comes pre-buttered and it's like pretzel bread. So it tastes like the best softest pretzel you've ever had, and it's kind of salty and it's got the right amount of butter, and you just cook it, you just bake it for like 20 minutes. I cannot even tell you how good it is. Like, you could sit and eat the whole loaf in one sitting.
Okay, I'm buying that next time.
Yeah, you need to. It's so good. Like, it's I'm really, now I'm just sick that I forgot to get it today. I have to go back. to get the pretzel bread. So is this bread that you're talking about, the croissant bread, is it a national brand or is it a Publix thing?
It's a Publix thing, and it's back in the bakery section of a Publix. So back where they have like their potato rolls and their sourdough and all that, it's in that part of the store. So I'm sure other supermarkets probably also, Hazel snort again, also do some kind of croissant bread. But this just happens to be the Publix version. But I'm going to tell you what, it is so good. It's just reminded me over and over again of why bread is such a delight and how much I miss it when I'm gluten-free-ish. So,
yeah. It's hard to beat. And I think, you know, the thing with the gluten-free is, and I mean, I realize there are people that, you know, have issues and really can't have gluten at all, but it's funny because I saw somebody on their Insta stories the other night, they had gone to the store and it was like all the pasta was gone except for the pasta made with chickpeas. And I thought, yep, that's right. Cause you get in an emergency and all of a sudden, you know what you want? Just some white non-enriched pasta, like just that's straight up.
You want all the carbs, all the carbs. All bets are off, but it's been good because it's a smallish piece of bread. It does kind of satisfy that craving without like, you know, eating like half a baguette of or something. So, but I'm a big fan.
Okay. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Hey y'all, me again. This time to talk to you about Magic Spoon. Y'all, when I was a kid, I loved cereal. It was one of my favorite things to eat for breakfast on Saturday mornings or even for a snack in the middle of the afternoon. And as an adult, I really still like cereal so much, but I now know that it's full of sugar and junk that I probably shouldn't eat. And, you know, you try to cut down on carbs and unhealthy stuff, and then you realize basically one day that there's nothing at all for you to eat anymore. Well, that's why I'm so happy to tell you about Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon is a really unique cereal because it has 0 grams of sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. They have 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So that's impressive. I know we've mentioned before how much Caroline enjoys Magic Spoon. It's a great way to have something that feels like a treat from your childhood and not have to feel bad about it. So if you would like to try Magic Spoon, go to magicspoon.com/bigboo to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BIGBOO at checkout to get free shipping. And listen, Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo and use the code BIGBOO for free shipping. Here we go with the rest of episode 180.
Now I will go to, I will stay in a food related genre since we went there with the bread. But what I have been loving, and I was thrilled to see that they had it back at Central Market today because they had been out of it the last couple of times. I think Wendy, who has listened to us forever, she's the one who introduced me to this, but it's Palmetto brand pimento cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
With jalapenos. I have to have the one. If it doesn't have the jalapenos, then I'm not interested in it. It's too bland. But with jalapenos, like that has been like a snack. That's kind of been like my go-to lunch if I need something with crackers real quick. It's so good. And in fact, it was funny because they'd been out of the jalapeno one the last 3 times I'd been to Central Market. So today they had it and I was like, oh, I'm getting 2 things of it because I can't risk being out of it again. It's so, so good. And I'm going to tell you, if you put a little bit of that on some of that Julian's pretzel bread.
You're really working with something at that point, I feel like.
You really, something that's going to cause you to need to lace up your walking shoes and get out a little bit. But it is so good.
Now, our friend Jamie Torrance found, I think at Publix, a pimento cheese. It's called My Three Sons Spicy Pimento Cheese. And listen, I love the palmetto. I buy it in the vat at Costco. Like you can buy a quart of it at Costco, and we love it. But this My Three Sons Spicy Pimento Cheese that is at Publix, I will say is delicious. And it's not back where the palmetto in the Publix. And our Publix is over with the cheese. But the My Three Sons, the spicy pimento cheese, I want to say when I found it, it was in the section with where the hummus is.
Mm.
So it's really good. It's okay. A little bit different than the palmetto, but it's delicious. And so, but I think this, if there was ever a time for pimento cheese, we're in it. We're in it right now.
That's it. And this is, and I'm like on a run. Like, I know it's stress eating because, like, I mean, I'll eat pimento cheese. I'll finish these two things. And then I'll get to a point where I'll be like, I don't ever want pimento cheese again. Right. Like, I'm done, you know, like I'm done for a year. Mm-hmm. But right now it just is so good. And now, and I will say at our Central Market, I've never seen it at our regular HEB, just at Central Market, but at our Central Market, it is also where the hummus is in that section of the store, like kind of over where all the milk and dairy and all of that, but not where they have all the cheeses, just FYI.
So we have some pimento cheese options, and apparently it's been very meaningful to us during this time.
Yes, it has.
It's based on these reactions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it has.
My next thing is also food related, but not because not because it's something that you eat, but I will tell you that in light of all the cooking I've done, my good Wusthof knife has been ever useful and valuable and helpful during this time, because I feel like I've chopped a lot of things. I have certainly cooked a lot of things, and every time I pull it out of the drawer, I'm so grateful for it. Like, just to be able to, and you know, I like to chop things too. It's kind of fun to me. Like, I love to chop an onion. I love to chop squash. So anyway, so my knife has been a good companion in the kitchen.
Okay. That's good. That's well, cause we've spent a lot of time. You know, I went to the store today, like I had to get more flour and I had to get more vanilla extract because that's how much baking I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now this is not on my list, but speaking of bacon, let me just tell you.
What?
So I don't like to bake like you do, but Saturdays have been hard for me during this. I think we talked about this on another episode. So I tried to plan my Saturday a little bit this past week so that I would be productive and not a lot of time to sit around and get in my head. And so I decided I wanted to make a carrot cake for Easter. And I had seen on Chrissy Teigen's, I think on her Instagram, that she made the Southern Living, like the Southern Living best carrot cake, I think is what the recipe is called. I'll put a link to it. I was like, oh, I totally want to do that. So listen, I got all the stuff from the grocery store. I came home. I hunkered down on Saturday. I grated carrots. I toasted my pecans and chopped them. Like, I committed to the process. But it has pineapple in it and coconut in it. So I baked the layers Saturday afternoon, and then I made the icing and all that Saturday. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I baked the layers Saturday afternoon. Then you make this glaze, this buttermilk glaze that you pour on top of the layers, and you just let you just let it sit on the layers, and it all soaks in. And then I iced it later that night and then put it in the refrigerator. I am here to tell you that when we took that thing out of the refrigerator yesterday and cut that cake for dessert for our Easter lunch, it is the best cake I have ever made in my life. It is so good. It is going to have to be my sworn enemy for a couple of days because I could really.
Okay.
But it's so delicious. Yeah. It's so stinking good.
Okay. So. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we may need that recipe.
I will put it in our show notes. It's delicious. It's so good.
Okay. That sounds good. I think my people, I'll add that to my, you know what I'm going to make that I saw that actually Beth Moore posted yesterday that she got from Georgia Jan was chocolate cobbler.
Mm-hmm. I'm making
and
it
And I screenshotted too. That deal. Yeah. I'm making it tonight. I think I screenshotted that deal and I was like, oh, that's happening tonight. It looks so good.
It does look so good.
So
we'll put that. Mm-hmm. I screenshot that too. So we'll put that recipe up. It's from our friend Jan Morton, who lives in Georgia, and she's just a phenomenal cook. And any recipe she has, I would try. So,
I felt good about it. I felt like it felt safe. I felt like it felt right. I felt like it's going to be worth whatever the time investment is. Although it looked pretty simple in the whole scheme of things.
Yeah, it did.
So,
I may make that tonight too. Since I'm not eating my carrot cake, maybe chocolate cobbler would be in order. But I'm here to tell you, there's something too about like grating carrots for a cake. And you're like, well, it's very healthy, this cake. It's very good for you, this cake, with thaw the raw carrots.
Absolutely. I feel like that every time I make like zucchini bread, I'm like, well, it's like I'm just figuring out a new way to get my vegetables.
That's
You know what I
right.
mean? Like you just disregard the 4 cups of sugar I'm putting in it. Just it's healthy.
Look at the vitamins, everyone.
Okay. My next thing is that I had made myself before all of this happened, because Perry and I, you know, had watched the country music documentary with Ken Burns. So I had made myself on Spotify a very elaborate country classic music playlist.
Oh, you're going to have to share that.
I know. And I am going to tell you that it has helped me. I listen to it pretty much all the time when I'm doing all my baking and when I'm out walking. And I have just found that the classic country of my childhood has really helped me during this time. So there's just nothing like, and it felt so, because it's got a lot of Kenny Rogers on it. And that was before Kenny left us. And so it just, I've just really enjoyed it. I've loved having it. I'm going to tell you that it has 163 songs on it. So it will give you 9 hours of listening enjoyment.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I will not be transposing that to Apple Music. It's going to have to stay on Spotify. Because no. I was like, oh, we could put it on Apple Music too. Mm-mm. No, I'm not.
No.
Not doing it.
No. But it's got everything from Merle Haggard to Patsy Cline to Tanya Tucker to George Strait to John Conley to the Bellamy Brothers to Crystal Gayle to Don Williams. I feel like it's full. It's comprehensive. And I'm really proud of it.
Well, that sounds like that. It's just a masterpiece.
Yeah, I worked on it. It was a labor of love where I would just sit and think of like every country song, because it was so fresh in my mind because we had just watched that. So I was thinking of so many songs I hadn't thought about in forever. And they're all on there.
Well, my next thing is actually music too. I was thinking about this morning. I have really been drawn to some deep gospel, like while I have been home. And so Tasha Cobbs Leonard, I cannot listen to her enough. I love it. And you know how I love to make a playlist and all that kind of stuff. But I just keep going back to this one song of hers over and over and over and over. So Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Kirk Franklin. I'll make a quick playlist for these just for the show notes.
Okay.
And then yesterday, my friend Casey, or 2 days ago, had heard the song. I don't know if you saw the Steph and Aisha Curry thing where it was like Home and Hallelujah that they did a few nights ago. And they had they had all these gospel artists come on, and Kirk Franklin was on there. So I watched because, you know, I love me some Kirk Franklin. Anyway,
yes.
There was a guy named Jonathan McReynolds who was on there, and Casey ended up going to look at one of the songs that he sang. And so today, when I was walking, I started listening to the album, and oh my goodness, it is so good. If I am talking back to you when I am walking, you have really, you have really ministered to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so for whatever reason, I think I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and I said, I think I need songs with some deep emotion, really, for me to feel my feelings and process my feelings, because we are similar in that we don't think about our feelings a whole lot. And so it has really helped me process some of this stuff going on, to have these like such rich, deep, emotional, beautiful voices just kind of sing over me when I walk. And so, anyway,
I love that.
I'll do a quick little playlist of those and put it up in the show notes.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, it's me again, all by myself in the middle, or really towards the end of this episode, I should say, with what I think will be a really helpful family hack for a more natural home. When Alex was little, one of the things that I really dreaded with my whole heart was having to give him eye drops. They stung. He just anticipated the pain before you could even really start the process. Well, that's why I'm so happy to tell y'all about the Relief products and their safe, effective solution to that problem. Pink Eye Relief eye drops and a new PM ointment are made with 100% natural active ingredients that are safe for children ages 2 and up. So finally, a pink eye drop with no stinging, no fussing during application, just soothing relief for common eye irritations such as redness and burning and watering and swelling and more. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but there's a good bit of pollen right now, and I have needed the pink eye relief drops. So great that you can provide your family with natural and effective relief that has earned the 2020 Women's Choice Award as America's most recommended pink eye care. We can stay healthy naturally with pink eye relief from the relief products available at Walgreens, or you can visit www.thereliefproducts.com today and enter the promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 50% off on your order today. That's www.thereliefproducts.com. Use the promo code BIGBOO at checkout and get 50% off on your order today. Offer expires June 1st. Alrighty, here's the last part of episode 180.
So my next thing is, this was something that I discovered, and I think that it's new as of all of this happening, but I'm going to tell you that Leslie Jordan's Instagram account is the best thing to come from this whole thing. I have always loved him. You and I both know we have loved him as Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace. He is a delight. He is a treasure.
Karen Walker, I thought I smelled gin and regret. That's right.
Yeah. But, oh, Brittany. but I live to see what he's going to post every day on Instagram. He's so dang funny. I think he's so charming. I love to hear his little random stories that he tells. I just think he's so dear, and he just cracks me up. And so that has really, I've loved Insta stories more than ever during this time, just because I think people are so funny or they're entertaining. And it's just something, you and I have both talked about how our attention span isn't necessarily super long.
Not great.
Not great. But it's like that to me has become like, I'll sit and I love seeing people's Insta stories, but like his Instagram, and it's just on his feed, but he does a quick, like usually less than a minute, and he'll tell a story or do something. And I'm just telling you that he's a treasure.
And he posts a bunch, like he posts a good bit every day. I feel like
he does. He does. And I love that he makes sure that he tells people, like today somebody said, maybe you're just hungover. And he's like, oh, no, honey, I haven't had a drink in 20 years. I've been sober for 20 years. Like, he's always real. Like, he cracks me up.
Now, that was actually going to be my next thing, is that Instagram for me has been the go-to for pandemic 2020. It just matches my attention span, I think. And I don't know if I've watched stories as much as you have, but I have scrolled and people have posted a lot of posts that have multiple pictures, and I have just swipe left and swipe, you know, like just to look through. I don't know. It's just nice to see people's real lives. I have loved like the girls that I have either taught or that I have worked with at school who were young mamas now. I have loved watching them with their kids, you know, and their posts about kind of how they've managed everything. But it really, more than any other form of social media for me over the last month, and I love Twitter, but Instagram for me has felt more like a little glimpse into real life. I don't know. I've really enjoyed it.
Me too. I feel like I've liked it more than anything, because, and I just feel like on there, everybody's posting things that are more uplifting, whereas I tend to think Twitter becomes a big dumpster fire and I hate everybody. I feel like Instagram is like, it's like your neighbors and your friends, and it's, the content is a little more uplifting, I feel like. Plus the memes. I'm going to tell you that the memes have been killing
the memes,
it.
The memes.
Okay. My next one, and this is something I had bought for myself before this happened, but I'm about to order another pair because they have come in so handy. Is I had ordered myself off of Amazon these Home Top cute fuzzy memory foam indoor house slippers.
Okay.
Back before this began. They are $18.99. They come in several color options. I happen to have the gray, but they're so comfortable. They're slip-ons. They're closed toe, which I like, especially as my pedicure is daily going further and further south.
That's really what I've got going on here is really an abomination before the Lord. It's not good.
I thought it was a good idea. Like before all this happened, I had gone and gotten a gel pedicure on my toes. And then there was a time this week where part of it, when I was in the middle of a closet clean out, I broke off half of my big toenail. So that was problematic in and of itself.
Tell us more about that.
I don't, I don't know how it happened. I kicked something. I don't understand. But I was like, dang it. So that happened. And then I lost all the polish, just came off of my second toe. So then I thought, I look like one of those people, you know how you get the manicure where you get one finger's different? Like, I was like, it looks like I've gotten like a pedicure with one finger. It's like an accent. It's an accent.
It's an accent nail. Mm-hmm.
But now I just have bits and pieces of polish left that I know that I can soak it in acetone and get the rest of it off, but I don't want to deal with it. And
so what we're saying is things are a little broke down is what we're
It is. What I'm saying is that my closed toe house slippers have been a blessing in this time because it makes me, I don't have to think about my toe situation because I don't see them because they are ensconced in this closed toe house slipper situation. They're super comfortable. They're memory foam. I love them so much. They've been a go-to and you're not supposed to wear them outside, but I mean, I'll wear them outside. They do have enough of a bottom that I could wear them outside to like take the trash out or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't go to the grocery store in them, but you can certainly wear them all day as functional footwear.
Not now, but give it another 2-3 weeks. You might like, you know, who knows what we'll be wearing if this keeps going on. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that point you think, do you put on a bra to leave the house? I don't know. I mean, whatever.
What's our hair going to look like at that point? I mean,
not good. Not good. So anyway, so that's my other one, or the house slippers, which we'll put the link, but they're really good and comfortable. I highly recommend.
My next one is my microphone. Now, because here's the thing, as you know, I always have to kind of podcast on the fly. Unless it's summertime.
Yes.
So we always have to podcast like at 4 p.m. and I always edit at night. And so it's always something that I kind of work into my day. And so I don't know. For the last month though, we've been able to, it's been easier for us to do more episodes. So we did a bonus Patreon episode and I don't know. It's just the podcast has kept me busy. And I think that's probably a good thing for everybody. But it's given me a little bit of a purpose, like in terms of feeling productive and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Not my eternal purpose, but just in terms of feeling productive and like I've got something to work on. And so I don't know. Whenever I have my microphone out, that's a good day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My next one is going to be pretty much the opposite of productivity, because I'm going to tell you what has been one of my true joys in this whole thing. And this isn't going to surprise you because you know me, and the place where I'm like, I could get used to this, and I have gotten used to this, is sleeping in. Like I so love, like I told Perry the other day, I said, I'm never, like, I've slept so deep for like the last week. Like when I go to bed, I'm just out. And I said, because it's like I've fully adapted to like my optimal sleep schedule, which is I'm up till 2:30 in the morning and then I'm in bed till 10:30 or 11. And then I get up, and I'm going to tell you what's refreshing about it to me. And I told my friend Meredith this, that we were texting back and forth. She lives in Dallas. And I said something, she and Gully had been texting and I'd missed a lot of it. And I was like, oh, I just saw this because I just woke up. And Mare was like, oh, I'm so jealous you can still sleep like that. And I was like, yeah, but I don't go to bed till 2:30 or 3. And she was like, I think I'm going to try that because then it takes away part of the day. And I'm like, and I'm telling you, I highly recommend it. I mean, I get that if you don't have little kids, I mean, if you have little kids, this isn't necessarily an option. But I'm going to tell you, if you're in a stage of your life where you can sleep in, this is the time. I mean, it was made for night owls like us, because this is what I told Perry. It helps me mentally because it does not feel weird to me to be sitting on the couch watching TV after like 7:30 at night. But I can't do that all day, and then I can't walk all day. And so like I need like different, but the thing is I'm shortening my hours significantly because it's like pretty much my day. Like today I had like a phone call that I had to do for some business stuff. I went to the grocery store. I'm podcasting with you. I'm going to go take Mabel on a walk. I'll shower, and then it'll be time for dinner in pajamas.
Right.
And so I'm just saying it works for me.
Right. No, I get it. I do get it. See, I haven't been able to sleep in because we moved David's office in our bedroom. So I have to get up so he can get to work. Yeah. So I have to, but again, that's sort of how I've come up with my optimal healthy morning is, you know, a 3-hour event. So,
yeah. Just now I'm saying for me, the staying up late and the sleeping in has been like, I'm like, well, this, I wouldn't say it's made it worth it and I wouldn't want to do it forever, but it's made it really nice.
Well, especially because it's like a bonus, because you thought you would have assumed you would still be in the middle of a school schedule. So it's kind of like, you know, you just have a little happy surprise.
Well, and it's kind of, because I even thought like if we were in any kind of semblance of normal life, you wouldn't necessarily have this, because if it were school, we'd be getting up for school. And even the summer, when I had looked ahead to the summer, I thought, you know, Caroline was, she's supposed to have a job this summer. So I thought I would be getting up with her, just because I always feel like if she's up, I want to get up. And I think the first couple of mornings she had online school, because she'll have calls that she has to call in the morning. But what dawned on me is she never even came out of her bedroom for those calls. So I was like, I don't need to be up. Like, I mean, she's taking care of that. So she doesn't even come out of her room. So I'm like, why do I need to get up to just like sit in the kitchen while she's on a call for school? Like, she can take care of her business. So,
right. Now I picture you with like a sleeping mask on, like kind of pulling it out from your eye and surveying your surroundings and then just rolling over. Like, everybody good?
It's like, and I mean, I tell her now, I'm like, hey, if you need me in the morning, I'm in bed, come get me. But like, I mean, then I get up like 10:30, 11, and then I don't see her until she rolls out of bed for like her noon call. And so I'm just saying, you just have to find your joys while you can.
You do.
Right now.
Okay. Well, this is actually my last thing. And this is not really, it's not necessarily a household item, but something that has brought me a lot of joy while we've been home is Hazel. Y'all, have we ever loved our animals more? My level of affection for her and fascination with her is at an all-time high. She she stays with me mostly during the day. Sometimes if David's on a call or something and she can hear his voice, she'll go sit outside the door. But at night, she's gotten to where she will walk down and she wants to go in Alex's room and she likes to sleep in there because he stacks all his pillows up beside his bed and she can, you know, sleep in that little thing. So in the mornings when I wake up, this is going to sound ridiculous and I'm just going to say it anyway. I don't care. I go and I crack open Alex's door, like say around 7:30, and I can see her over kind of, you know, in the corner, and she will lift up her little head. And then she'll stretch and get up. And when she comes out of that room, David and I sound like we used to sound when Alex was a toddler and he would wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Like, I can picture it.
We're just so happy to see her again and just ask her all sorts of questions she can't answer because she's a dog. But, you know, we ask her how she slept and if she's feeling good this morning, if she's sleepy, all these things. It's ridiculous. But like, I just love going to get her up in the mornings. It's, I don't know. She's just my favorite. Funny. She's crazy. But she's just my favorite. Yeah.
I know. That's Perry and I were sitting outside yesterday with Piper and Mabel, and Mabel was doing something. He goes, look at her. She doesn't even act like an animal. And I was like, she doesn't. Like, he said, she's just not right. Nice. Like, she's just not right in her head. And I'm like, she's really not. But she's gotten to where, so like when Perry leaves, because he's still able to go to work right now. And so he'll leave in the morning and he leaves the dogs inside. So Mabel sleeps in the room with us. Piper sleeps in the room with Caroline. So he gets them both up in the morning. And then he puts their beds in the kitchen. And then he'll leave for work and he'll just leave them inside because they'll just go back to sleep. Because if he puts them outside, they'll bark. And then the backyards are up my room, and so it would wake me up. And you know, I like to sleep till 11. So
you had to sleep till 11. That would really mess with that. So
it would really mess it up because I don't know. I don't know if you know this, but people get out and walk earlier than that in the morning. And so, but Mabel, I've laughed because they hear me, because when I go to get out of our bedroom, like our bedroom door is kind of right off the kitchen, and so I always unset the house alarm because it's set. And so they can kind of, I turn off the fan so they know, I think they can hear all that. So when I open up our bedroom door every morning, Mabel is so excited. Piper is like stretching and coming towards me. Mabel's so excited that she's dancing on her back legs. Like, aww, she's full of air. Mm-hmm. Like, And it's because they know they get a treat as soon as I get up too. So I don't think it's just to see me, but it just cracks me up that she's standing there to greet me. And then she just comes in and she fully puts her front paws like right into my stomach right after that. You know, it's like, it's a lot of enthusiasm.
Oh no, they're the best. They really are. It's just a comfort. I don't know. Hazel is going to experience when everything goes back to normal is going to be significant. But right now,
She's going to need some puppy Valium for sure.
Yes, but we're loving life right now and our little routine. And I don't know. She's a sweet girl.
But I think haven't you seen so many people? Like, I feel like in the neighborhood, like, I feel like I've seen so many people that have gotten during this time. Well, Travis, they finally did, which I was thrilled for them. But I'm like, this is the best time. If you were ever going to get one, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, I feel like I know four or five people who have gotten puppies. And I mean, what a great time to potty train and all that kind of stuff and to get the dogs acclimated and everything.
Okay, my last thing, and this will not surprise anybody, is a skincare item.
Yes.
I had bought this a while back and then I had used it some and I've always liked it and I knew it was good. But then Kathleen Jennings, who you can follow on Instagram, Kathleen Jennings Beauty, who I love, and she's a great resource for skincare, and is also really good about posting like when stuff's on sale and where you can find good deals and all that kind of stuff. But she was talking about The Ordinary, the brand The Ordinary, their peeling solution.
Okay.
It is so good. And so when you put it on, it's like it's a bright, like a dark purple color. So like it's thin and it comes in a dropper. It's a little glass bottle and you put it on your face. And I'm going to tell you that it stings, which, you know, that's
sign that it's working.
In my face. Mm-hmm. It stings and it tingles, but not too bad because Caroline did it the other day and she was like, that's not that bad. But it does tingle and sting a little bit, but it just leaves you glowy. And because I've been home and I've had time, like I've been consistently doing it twice a week.
Okay.
And I just really like it. And here's the best part. I think it's like $7 for the bottle. It's not expensive at all. And I just think it's a really good one. And if you just follow that up with like a good vitamin C, I just think it leaves my skin looking a little brighter and a little fresher and maybe a little like plumper. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan.
Okay. It's called Peeling Solution.
It's the peeling solution. It's like the AHA. We'll do the link, but it's like it's AHA. It's like 20% maybe glycolic or something like that. But it's called The Ordinary Peeling Solution.
Got it. Yeah. Well, listen, we didn't even mention any pajamas, by the way. But
we didn't.
I trust that everybody knows that is covered. Yeah. That part is covered.
Yeah, I felt like that was implied like the Bible.
That's true. That's right. That's right. Goes without saying.
Of course it's pajamas. And if I'm not in pajamas, then I've switched over into some sort of legging situation in a sweatshirt. But it's basically just pajamas and dressier pajamas at this point.
Yeah. I get up, I put on my walking clothes. I come home, I stay in my walking clothes until whenever I take a shower. But then it's pajamas. Yeah. I mean, it's just what it is right now. So it's white jeans time again. And I haven't even put any on yet. So maybe I'll do that today just to make sure they fit.
Oh, why are you going to do that to yourself? Well, I'm just going to say
croissant bread. I don't know.
It's not the time. I know. I really thought, I was like, you know what nobody's talked about during this whole thing is for the Southern women with this past weekend being Easter, that we completely missed out. We were totally deprived of the last month of boot season.
Oh, seriously. You're exactly right. It did. It just passed us by.
Mm-hmm. We were home in our house slippers and the rest of boot season, just because it dawned on me today, because I was like, I've still got all my boots. I had cleaned out like at the beginning of spring break before I knew all this was going to happen. I had done my closet clean out. So I had moved a lot of my sweaters up and other stuff down, but I had left all my boots because I was like, oh no, I'll still wear boots. Mm-hmm. And then today I looked at them and I was like, it's time to put those old friends up because they're done. They're done till next fall.
Now just back in sandal season with her jacked up toes. I mean, I don't know. It's a weird time.
It's a weird time. So.
Well, everybody, we hope y'all are doing well.
Hanging in there.
as always, we're very grateful that you listened.
Yep. Thanks for listening. And just remember, sunny days are ahead.
Sunny days are ahead. We will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. I'm totally going to edit that part out.
Yeah. keep it to yourself, Francis.